Title 9. Medical Prescriptions. Title 9, Chapter 1. Dermatology. Section 1. Send out of the camp everyone who is a leper, and everyone who hath a gonorrhea, a morbid venereal discharge, and everyone who is defiled by the dead. Whether male or female, send them out of the camp, that they may not defile their camps. Section 2. If any man hath, on the outer coat of the skin, a remarkable swelling, very white, and there be a touch of the leprosy, a comprehensive term for skin diseases, on the outer coat of his skin, he shall be brought to the priests, and the priests shall look at the touch on the outer coat of his skin. And if the hair in the touch be turned white, and the appearance of the touch be deeper than the outer skin, it is a touch of the leprosy. And when the priest shall see this, he shall pronounce him unclean. But though the whiteness be exceedingly bright on the outer coat of the skin, if the appearance of it be not deeper than the outer coat, and the hair thereof be not turned white, but is of a dusky colour, the priest shall set apart the patient 7 days. And on the 7th day the priest shall view the touch. And if the touch still remaineth before him, but hath not spread on the outer skin, the priest shall set him apart 7 days more. And on the 7th day the priest shall look on him again, and if the touch be languid, and hath not spread on the outer skin, the priest shall pronounce him clean. For it is but a mark. And having washed his clothes, he shall be clean. But if the mark on the outer skin shall change, and spread, after the priest viewed him for the purpose of pronouncing him clean, he shall again appear before the priest, and the priest shall view him. And if the mark hath spread on the skin, the priest shall pronounce him unclean. It is a leprosy. Section 3. When any man hath a touch of the leprosy, he shall come to the priest, and the priest shall view it, and if there be a white swelling on the outer skin, and it hath changed the hair, and there be some raw flesh in the swelling, it is an inveterate leprosy in the outer skin of the flesh, and the priest shall pronounce him unclean, and set him apart, for he is unclean. But if the leprosy hath formed that inflorescence on the outer skin, and covered the whole skin of the patient from head to foot, wherever the priest looketh, and the priest shall look and see that the leprosy hath covered the whole skin of the flesh, the priest shall pronounce him clean. Because it hath turned all white, it is clean. But whenever all flesh appeareth on him, he shall become unclean. When the priest shall see the raw flesh, that raw flesh shall announce him unclean, for he is unclean. It is a leprosy. But if the raw flesh stop, and turn white, he shall come to the priest. And when the priest shall look, and see that the touch is turned white, the priest shall pronounce him clean. In regard to the touch he is clean. Section 4. If the flesh at the outer skin hath been a boil, and healed, and in the place of the boil there be a white swelling of a very shining whiteness or redness, he shall appear before the priest. And when the priest shall see that the appearance is deeper than the outer skin, and that the hair is changed white, the priest shall pronounce him unclean, for it is a leprosy. It hath broken out in the boil. But if the priest shall see that there is no white hair in it, and that it is not deeper than the outer skin, and the hair is of a duskish colour, the priest shall set him apart 7 days. And if it actually spread of the skin, the priest shall pronounce him unclean. It is a touch of the leprosy. It hath broken out in the boil. But if the brightness continueth in its place and is not spread, it is the effect of the boil, and the priest shall pronounce him clean. Section 5. If the flesh hath been a burn of fire, and the burn when healed become remarkably splendent, whitish, reddish, or very white, the priest shall view it, and if the white hair hath changed to a shining whiteness, and the appearance is deeper than the skin, it is a leprosy. It hath broken out in the brawn. So the priest shall pronounce him unclean. It is a touch of the leprosy. But if the priests see that there is no white hair in the bright spot, and that it is not deeper than the skin, but is of a brownish color, the priest shall set him apart 7 days. And on the 7th day the priest shall view him. And if it hath actually spread on the skin, the priest shall pronounce him unclean. It is a touch of the leprosy. It hath broken out in the blister. But if the shining spot remaineth in its place, and hath not spread on the skin, and the hair be of a brownish color, it is the effect of the burn, and the priest shall pronounce him clean. For it is the scar of the bron. Section 6. If any man or woman hath a touch of the leprosy in the head or on the chin, the priest shall view the touch. And if he perceive that the appearance of the touch is deeper than the skin, and that the hair in it is thin, and of a yellowish color, the priest shall pronounce the person unclean. It is a scald, a leprosy of the head, or a leprosy of the chin. But if the priest, upon viewing the touch of the scald, see that the appearance of it is not deeper than the skin, and that the hair in it is not of a yellowish color, the priest shall set apart the person who hath the touch of the scald, 7 days. And on the 7th day the priest shall view the touch. And if the scald hath not spread, and there be no yellowish hair in it, and the appearance of the scald is not deeper than the skin, then the skin must be shaved. But the scald must not be shaved, and the priest shall set apart the scald 7 days more. And on the 7th day, if the priest, upon viewing the scald, see that the scald hath not spread on the skin after the patient was shaved, and that the appearance of the scald is not deeper than the skin, the priest shall pronounce him clean. And, having washed his clothes, he shall be clean. But if the scald spread on the skin after the person hath been pronounced clean, and the priest, upon viewing it, shall see that the scald hath spread on the skin, the priest shall examine no farther about the yellow hair, for he is unclean. But, if upon his viewing it, the scald continueth in its place, and the black hair grow in it, the scald is healed. He is clean, and the priest shall pronounce him clean. Section 7. If any man or woman hath shining spots on the skin of the flesh, of a shining whiteness, and the priest, upon viewing it, see in the skin of the flesh spots of a shining whiteness, it is a kind of leucoplegmacy. It springeth up in the skin of the flesh. He is clean. Section 8. If any person's head shed its hair, though he be bald, he is clean. And if his head shed its hair before, he is forehead bald, yet he is clean. But, if on the bald head, or bald forehead, there come a white or red spot, it is a leprosy in the bald head, or bald forehead. And if the priest, upon viewing, see that the appearance of the spot is white, or reddish, in the bald head, or bald forehead, like the appearance of the leprosy in the skin of the flesh, he is a leprous man, the priest shall instantly pronounce him unclean. The touch is in his head. Section 9. The leper who hath the touch must have his clothes rent, and his head uncovered, but he must cover his mouth, and he shall be proclaimed unclean. All the time a touch shall be upon him, being unclean, he shall be unclean, he shall dwell alone by himself. His abode shall be without the camp. Section 10. This is the law of the leper. Whenever he is cleansed he shall be brought before the priest. The priest shall go out of the camp. And if upon looking, the priest see that the touch of the leprosy is healed in the leper, he who is cleansed shall wash his clothes, and shave off all his hair, and wash himself with water. And he shall be clean. And after this he may come into the camp. But he must tarry abroad, out of his own house, 7 days. And on the 7th day he shall shave off all the hair on his head, and beard, and his eyebrows. And having shaved off all his hair, he shall wash his clothes, and his body with water, and he shall be clean. Title 9, Chapter 2. Effluxes. Section 11. If any woman hath an efflux, and it be in her body, she shall confine herself 7 days to her peculiar seat. Everyone who toucheth her shall be unclean until the evening. And everything on which she lieth during her state of separation, shall be unclean. And everything on which she shall sit, shall be unclean. And whoever toucheth her bed shall wash his clothes, and wash himself with water, and be unclean until evening. And whoever toucheth anything on which she sat, shall wash his clothes, and wash himself with water, and be unclean until evening. Whether she be in bed, or on any seat whereon she may sit, when one toucheth her, he shall be unclean until evening. But if anyone lie down with her, and her uncleanness is upon him, he shall be unclean 7 days. And every bed on which he may lie, shall be unclean. Section 12. If any woman hath an efflux of blood many days, out of the time of her separation, or if it continue beyond the time of her separation, all the days of the issue of uncleanness shall be like the days of her separation. She shall be unclean. And every bed on which she may lie during the issue shall be to her like her bed of separation. And every seat on which she may sit shall be unclean according to the uncleanness of her separate state. Everyone who toucheth her shall be unclean, and shall wash his clothes, and wash his body with water, and be unclean until evening. And when she is clear of her disorder she shall reckon for herself 7 days, and after that she shall be clean. Section 13. Thou shalt not approach to a wife during the time of her separation for uncleanness, to uncover her nakedness. Section 14. If any man lie with his wife during her infirmity, and uncover her nakedness, he hath uncovered her fountain, and she hath discovered her menstrual efflux. They shall both be cut off from their family. Section 15. When a woman hath conceived, and brought forth a male, she shall be unclean 7 days. During her days of separation for her lying in she shall be unclean. And on the 8th day she shall circumcise the flesh of his foreskin, and continue 33 days in her impurity. She shall not touch anything that is hallowed, nor come to the sanctuary, until the days of her purification be completed. But if she hath brought forth a female, she shall be unclean 2x7 days for her lying in, and shall continue 66 days in her impurity. Section 16. If any man hath an efflux from his body, because of his efflux he is unclean, and this is the law touching his uncleanness. If his efflux be a gonorrhea, this is an uncleanness in him. So long as his gonorrhea continueth, it is his uncleanness. Every bed on which such a one lieth is unclean, and every seat whereon he shall sit, shall be unclean. And whoever shall touch his bed must wash his clothes, and wash himself with water, and shall be unclean until the evening. And whoever sitteth on the seat whereon he sat, shall wash his clothes, and wash himself with water, and be unclean until the evening. And whoever toucheth his flesh, shall wash his clothes, and wash himself with water, and be unclean until the evening. And if he spit on who is clean, the person who was clean shall wash his clothes, and wash himself with water, and be unclean until the evening. And every saddle of an ass on which he shall ride, shall be unclean until evening. And whoever toucheth any things which were under him, shall be unclean until evening. And whoever carrieth them shall wash his clothes, and wash himself with water, and be unclean until evening. And everyone whom he hath the gonorrhea toucheth, without washing his hands, shall wash his clothes, and wash himself with water, and be unclean until evening. And every earthen vessel which he shall touch shall be broken. But a vessel of wood shall be washed with water, and shall be clean. And when he is clean of his disorder, He shall reckon for himself 7 days for his purification, and he shall wash his clothes, and wash his body with water, and he shall be clean. Section 17. If any man's seed go from him by copulation, he shall wash his whole body with water, and be unclean until evening. And every garment, and every skin on which the seminal matter may be, shall be washed with water, and be unclean until the evening. And with respect to a woman, if any man lie carnally with her, they shall wash themselves with water, and be unclean until the evening. Title 9, Chapter 3. Carcasses. Section 18. Whoever toucheth the dead body of a man shall be unclean 7 days. If any man die in a house, every one who goeth into the house, and all the things in the house, shall be unclean 7 days. And every open vessel which hath not a cover fastened on it, is unclean. Every one who, in the open field, toucheth one slain, or dead, or a human bone, or a grave, shall be unclean 7 days. And on the 7th day he shall purify himself, and wash his clothes, and wash himself with water, and be unclean until evening. Section 19. If any of those beasts which you may lawfully eat should happen to die, he who toucheth their dead carcasses shall be unclean until evening. And he who eateth of their carcasses shall wash his clothes, and be unclean until evening. And he who carrieth any of their carcasses shall wash his clothes, and wash himself with water, and be unclean until evening. Section 20. Every flying reptile which hath 4 feet is an abomination to you. With them you must not defile yourselves. Whosoever toucheth their dead carcasses shall be unclean until the evening. And whoever carrieth any of their carcasses shall wash his clothes, and be unclean until evening. And among all the beasts whatever hath a hoof parted into a hoof divided into 2 hoofs, but quith not the cud, shall be unclean to you. And whoever toucheth their carcasses shall be unclean until evening. And every beast which walketh on paws among all the beasts which walk on 4 feet, is unclean to you. Whoever toucheth their carcasses shall be unclean until the evening. And he who carrieth any of their carcasses shall wash his clothes, and be unclean until the evening. These are unclean to you. And of the reptiles which are on the earth, these are unclean to you: the weasel, and the mouse, and the tortoise, and the shrew, and the chameleon, and the spider, and the lizard, and the mole. These are unclean to you above all the reptiles which are on the earth. Whoever toucheth them when dead, shall be unclean until the evening. And upon whatsoever any of them, when dead, shall fall, it shall be unclean. Whether it be a vessel of wood, or a garment, or a sack, every utensil in which any work is done shall be plunged in water, and shall be unclean until evening. Then it shall be clean. And if any of them fall into a vessel made of clay, all that is in it shall be unclean, and it shall be broken. And every kind of meat which is eatable, upon which water out of it shall come, shall be unclean. And every kind of drink which may be drunk in every such earthen vessel shall be unclean. And everything upon which any of their dead carcasses may fall shall be unclean. Ovens, and stands for pots, shall be broken down, they are unclean, and shall be unclean to you. But fountains of water, and a lake, or collection of water, shall be clean. And he who toucheth their carcasses shall be unclean. If any of their carcasses fall on seed which is to be sown, it shall be clean. But if water hath been poured on any kind of grain, and any of their carcasses fall upon it, it shall be unclean to you. Title 9, Chapter 4. Mold. Section 21. If there be a touch of leprosy, a mold, in a garment of wool, or a garment of hemp, or any web woven, or anything made of linens or woolens, or in any skin, or workmanship made of skin, and the touch be of a greenish or reddish color in the skin, or in the garment, or in the woven web, or in any vessel made of skin, it is a touch of the leprosy, and must be shown to the priest. And the priest, upon seeing the touch, shall set apart the thing touched, 7 days. And if on the 7th day the touch be spread in the garment, or in the web, or in the skin, into whatever things the skins may be made up, the touch is an inveterate leprosy. He must burn the garment, or the web, whether made of linen thread, or woolen yarn, or whatever the thing be which is made of skin, in which there is a touch of the leprosy. Because it is touched with leprosy, it shall be burnt with fire. But if the priest find that the touch is not spread in the garment, or web, or vessel, whatever it be, made of skin, the priest shall order that which hath the touch to be washed, and the priest shall set it apart 7 days more. And if upon viewing the touch after it hath been washed, the priest see that the touch hath not changed its appearance, though it hath not spread, it is unclean, and must be burnt with fire. It is fixed in the garment, or web. But if the priest see that the touch is of a brownish color after being washed, he shall tear it out of the garment, or web, or out of the skin. And if it appear any more in the garment, or web, or in the leathern vessel, whatever it be, it is a fretting leprosy. That in which the touch is, shall be burnt with fire. Now the garment, or web, or anything made of skin, which shall be washed, and from which the touch shall depart, shall be washed a second time with water, and it shall be clean. Section 22. If there be a touch of a leprosy on the houses of the land which you possess, the owner of the house shall come and tell the priest, saying, "Something like a touch hath appeared to me in the house." Upon this the priest shall order the house to be unfurnished, before he goeth in to view the touch, that what is in the house may not be made unclean. And this being done, the priest shall go in to examine the house. And if, upon viewing the touch, he see that there is a touch in the walls of the house, and he seeth the cavities of a reddish or greenish color, which appear to be deep in the wall, upon coming out of the house, at the door of the house, the priest shall sequestrate the house for 7 days. And on the 7th day the priest shall come again and view the house, and if he seeth that the touch hath spread in the walls of the house, the priest shall order them to take out the stones in which is the touch, and to carry them out of the city to an unclean place, and to scrape the house on the inside round about, and pour out the dust which is scraped off, without the city, into an unclean place. And they shall take other stones, well scraped, and put them in the place of those stones, and take other mortar, and plaster the house. And if the touch come again, and break out in the house after they have taken away the stones, and after the house hath been scraped, and after it hath been plastered, the priest shall go in and take a view. And if the touch hath spread in the house, it is an inveterate leprosy in the house. It is unclean. They shall therefore demolish the house, and carry the wood thereof, and the stones thereof, and the rubbish thereof, out of the city to an unclean place. Now he who goeth into the house, all the while it is sequestrated, shall be unclean till the evening. And he who sleepeth in the house shall wash his clothes, and be unclean until the evening, and he who eateth in the house shall wash his clothes, and be unclean until the evening. But when the priest shall come, and go in, if upon taking a view he seeth that the touch hath not spread in the house, after being plastered, the priest shall pronounce the house clean, because the touch is healed.